Wow. You guys are insane. Hi. Hi, Jacob. How are you?
Hi.
Shout out to Tim.
Shout out to Paul. Paul's a man. If you don't know Paul, get to know Paul this weekend. He is a bundle of joy.
Thank you, Tim. No suspenders this time.
I tried to change it up a little bit. Plus, they're the dry cleaners. It's not clean. You know, from the last event, I was pretty sweaty in them. And thanks. You know, Captain America, rocking it out with the shield.
Yeah.
It's a little comfort for me. But I'm excited that you guys are here. I'm excited especially for right now because we're going to get into, like, the good news. We don't get to hear the good news very often nowadays. It's all about bad news. We're surrounded by death, destruction, disunion, friends hating friends. I mean, especially now, like, after this past elections, I mean, even at school, I bet, like, people are not as friends with other friends because of just conflict of thoughts, of opinions. And there's no way that can, how can we ever be the same? Like, how can we ever be together? It's really difficult, especially in this time, to think of holiness. You know, what is holiness in our lives? Like, how do we view holiness? And for me, like, I find that holiness is an awesome thing to achieve. Like, I want to be on the stained glass windows in a church someday, and, like, people be just like, oh, that's St. Timothy of the Heart. I'm like, yes, that is St. Timothy of the Heart. I am praying for you, you know? Maybe, like, some epic, like, lion battle scene or something like that that's on the stained glass window. You know, I don't know. Maybe something like that. Maybe it's a shark attack or maybe, I don't know, something, maybe it's just something simple. Probably the Lord would humble me with something very simple, and that's okay. And sometimes, like, I feel holiness, like, needs to happen right now. Like, I have to be holy today, like, in this very moment, I have to be on my knees all the time praying. I thought it was something that's unattainable, like, unrealistic. And maybe some of you guys think of that way, too, that it's boring, that, you know, like, I'd rather go to this party than pray, Jesus, woo, you know? Maybe it's, you know, I'd rather, just do my own thing than holiness. Maybe when you think of holy, you just think of priests, nuns, or pastors, or like youth directors, and maybe you see them as weird people at school. You know, they're always opening their Bible. Maybe their joy is just so foreign to you that they're just like they're just crazy. They're drunk. You know, as we saw in like Acts of the Apostles, like we watched in the video here that people thought they were drunk. I was like, but it's like. Too early in the morning to be drunk at 9 o'clock, but it's 5 o'clock somewhere, you know. So, I've had those thoughts too, you know. It kind of turns me away from what holiness really is, and because I get so caught up in it, and I'm just like, you know what? I can't attain that. You know, this is me, Jesus. Like, there's no way that I can be this holy. No, not at all. I can't be a Mother Teresa. Shoot, first of all, I'm not a woman. I can't do that. I can't be St. Mother Teresa. Like, I don't have that compassion to go touch and hold that sick person. You know, I can't do that. Like, I can't fathom getting my head chopped off at times. Like, sometimes I wish I'd be a martyr. That'd be awesome. But, like, there's also martyrdom in the small things. Like, you know what? Like, having patience with, like, one of my best friends when I'm just, like, I'm having a rough day and I'm tired. You know? And it's just like, Jesus, I can't. I can't. And the thing of holiness is that we can't attain that by ourselves. It's not on you. And first of all, like, I'm not called to be St. Mother Teresa. I'm not called to be St. John the Baptist. I'm not called to be St. John Paul. I'm called to be St. Timothy. You are called to be St. Paul, St. Madonna, St. Jacob. You, your name. God created you so individualistically. Is that right? Yes. Okay. Good. He is calling you. You know, it's not a nuclear explosion. It's like, think of it as a sniper. Like, he takes in the aim, he looks, and he's shooting you with love. Like, he loves you individually. He loves you as if you were the only person on this planet. He is calling you. Like, Eric was talking about, like, in His image. Like, you were created in God's image. Each one individualistically. And in the beginning, we heard Lauren talking about God's calling. God has a calling for each and one of you. It's not the same as the person next to you. As you guys have found out, that you guys are very different in your tables. And that's a beautiful thing. That is a great thing. Because as Eric said, and had us all say, it's like, God does not make junk. He calls you into this holiness. He's calling me into the holiness. Saint Jose Escriva said this: "The struggle is a sign of holiness. A saint is a sinner that keeps trying." A saint is a person that keeps trying. That brings a ton of comfort for me, because I fall a lot. I fail at a lot of things. You know, gosh, God, like I totally, you know, I looked at that woman wrong, or like, you know, I totally snapped at my mother. My mother's like the most amazing woman on this planet. She's full of love, and yet I don't have the patience to be with her at times. And maybe you guys are struggling with the same thing. But I don't give up, because I want to be better. I want to be the best version of myself. And that is holiness. Is you being the best possible version of who you are. Now, sin is the opposite of holiness. It is a separation of God's plan. It's this big, huge disunity that happens. You know, as we see in this world, disunion, chaos, anger, hatred, violence. It's the total opposite of what God is. Because God is love, He is peace, He's unifying, He gathers, He is strong. Are you strong when you're angry? No, not really. You're at one of your most weakest moments. I'm going to ask for a couple volunteers to do this example. So Paul, yes, that would be great. Eric would be great. And yes, I'll take Veronica, and Amanda would be great too. So yes, thank you. So what's this exercise is going to be called? It's called sculpting. And it's beautiful. I love this imagery. I'm a visual learner, and maybe some of you are as well. And so what they're going to be doing is they're going to be representing a person. They're going to be representing God the Father, Adam, Eve, and old hairy spider legs, the devil. So, a representation of sin. So, old hairy spider legs. Dang, old hairy spider legs. Funny story about that. I was, never mind. That's a story for another time. Ask me later. So, I just want you guys to extend your hands out and to pray over them. If you guys would just raise your right arm, left arm, whatever is able, just enter me in prayer. Holy Spirit, come. You are the inspirer. As I said, you open their hearts to best reflect your love. You know, this perfect union that we had with you, with Adam and Eve. As well, the disunion. But also the joyful reoccurrence of Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. So, you can step off stage and I need you. Okay, yeah, just stay right there for now. But you are the big man, you are JC, okay? Jesus Christ. Awesome. So thank you. Alright. So in the beginning there was Adam and Eve. And in the beginning, it was great. God walked among them. So if you guys take a moment, like how you guys may think of like how this union may look like with God the Father, you know, Adam and Eve. Like, it's perfect, you know? So, yeah.
Whoa.
No speaking, but just like, it's just like, no. Like, you just hear something. But like, you know, if representation of the Father's love, like for His children, like, you know, how would you sculpt that?
Yes, beautiful.
Aww. Keep people open. As you guys there, I want you to think of like a couple of the emotions that are coming in this moment. Okay. You're gonna take a break. Go ahead. Go ahead, take a break. And We'll start with God the Father. If you'd like to share, like, you know, as you what you felt like, you know, with being with your, you know, your children, like Adam and Eve. So, like, your thoughts, like your feelings.
Oh, man.
What was going on?
It was just a total embrace of love, and just there was like nothing between us.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's good.
So, what am I supposed to describe?
Like, what I mean, like, how did it feel to be like there, embraced by your father, and like, you know, God the Father, and like as Ev?
I felt wonderful. I felt like he was there for me. Like, I didn't have to worry about anything.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, felt a great joy from my father.
Yeah.
Did not have a concern. You know, I felt loved. I felt like I didn't have to worry about myself
because
he's got me.
He's got you, yeah, beautiful, absolutely. Like, and that's what it's like. That's what it was like to walk with God the Father at this time. It was so wonderful. Like, we had that joy, there was peace, you know, there was, I knew who I was. And, like, the Father, like, rejoicing in that. So if you guys can go back into that right there, yeah? The embrace, everything? All right, cool. And, Veronica.
How you doing?
If you would like, you do, you know, just like think of Adam and Eve, okay? Like how the serpent came and how he took Eve. Like how would you imagine that?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, well, like, you know.
No. Come back. No.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so this is gonna work awesome.
Adam's still there.
As we know, okay. Number one. And now, how would you, just briefly, like, you know, how did it feel like Eve was being pulled away? You know?
Bad.
Thank you. God is good. God is love. Yay.
Amanda. Would you? Well, how'd you feel? I mean, you're way. Like, what are you feeling now? You can come. I can't go any further.
Now I'm sad and alone in the corner.
Sad and alone in the corner.
Yeah.
Like, maybe feel like helpless.
Yes.
Do you feel?
When will my husband return?
The desire. That's really good. Honestly, that's so good. Like the desire. That's really good. The desire for her husband to return to her.
He's God.
I want you to remember that. Like God the Father, like we all have a desire for God the Father to return to us, and that's super important. But God the Father desired that so much for you to be reunion with Him that He sent His only Son, Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus, I'm going to ask you to be the man that you are, and to unify this. Do, yeah, just go. How would you want to do it? You can cast out Satan. You can do whatever you want.
Get over here.
No. Hiss. No.
Hiss.
No. Bad devil. Get down.
Look, here's your family.
Get out of here.
Everyone give
him a round of applause. Okay. Important. Yes, thank you guys. Go ahead and see. I just want you guys, again, let's go ahead and pray. You know, because identity is huge in our culture. And I just want you guys to, like, just extend your hands out over Veronica here. And just like, pray for her. Pray for love. Like, just let her know, like her identity in Christ. Like, she's not evil. She's not bad. So, in the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. I mean, Father, I just ask you to just affirm your daughter, that she is good, that she is holy, that she is yours, that she does not belong to the evil one, but she belongs to you. In your most precious name we pray, amen. Thank you, guys. Thank you for praying over it. Yes, good job. Yes. All right. So Jesus, I don't like mics. Anyways, Jesus was that bridge back. As we saw the disunion of God, of what happened there, like how Satan just like gladly, you saw there was a big smile on her face as she took Eve away. She was like, ha ha ha, sucker! Like, you are mine! But the thing is, as Amanda said it so beautifully, the desire to return. And God the Father had that same desire. And he gave his only son through that. Through his crucifixion. Now, the crucifixion was not a beautiful thing. It was messy. It was ugly. The man was stripped naked, humiliated beyond all recognition. Before this, he was sweating blood, like, because he knew what he had to take on. He knew he had to take on the world's sin. It wasn't just physical pain. It wasn't just emotional pain. But it was spiritual pain. Think about the time that maybe, like, when you have sinned and, like, you felt that disunion. Multiply that with all the sin of the world. Your sin as well. When I see that crucifix up there sometimes, like, I totally forget. Sometimes I'm mocking it. I'm not worthy of that. I'm the one that was putting the nails through his hands. I was the one putting the nails through his feet. I was the one denying him on the cross. I'm not proud of it. But Jesus invites me to the cross. Jesus doesn't sit there on the cross in anger, but with vulnerability. Complete vulnerability. Stripped of his identity, humiliated, but still full with love. Each drop of blood that fell from that cross was for you and for me. That one drop of blood that may have hit the ground was for me. And that's the good news, my brothers and sisters, is that our victory is on the cross. Our joy is on the cross. Our forgiveness is at the cross. It is where that we are unified back with the Father's love. That we are no longer longing to come back to Jesus, but Jesus himself came to us, Emmanuel, God with us. He came back for us because the Father's love was so great for each and one of you. His promise is so real and so evident in this most amazing, beautiful love letter called the Bible. I don't know if you guys may have seen the Bible, like, oh man, this is such an outdated thing. Maybe you see it kind of at your family thing, has a little dust on it and everything. But I sleep with my Bible every night because I know the promise that's in it. Because each and every day, like Eric says, like, I'm filled with insecurities. Do I have what it takes? Am I man enough? Or maybe, like, I'm feeling so empty inside, so distant from God, that having this Bible here with me, like, right here, like, I can take full confidence in it. Because I know every message in here is true. That I am a son of God. That I belong, and that there's a mission for me. And one of my favorite Bible verses is in Isaiah 61. And it gets me, like, excited and, like, jacked up every time. Like, I'm just like, when I need to go, like, on a mission or something like that, this is my Bible verse. This is my life verse. Like, I love it. And it says, it's a mission to the afflicted. The Spirit of the Lord of God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring glad tidings to the lowly, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to announce a year of favor from the Lord and a day of vindication by our God, to comfort all who mourn, to place on those a mount in Zion, a diadem instead of ashes, to give them oil of gladness in place of mourning, a glorious mantle instead of a listless spirit. They will be called oaks of justice, planted by the Lord to show his glory. I love this verse. Like, I go to it whenever, like, I am doubting, when I am falling apart. Because it remembers me of the promise that was made to me. Each and every day, when I sin, when I fall, when I cannot look at that cross, I remember this verse, like, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Like, that's true. That is so true. It's for you. Each one of you have it. Because you're all called to holiness. Right? Yeah? Remember that. Like, think of it. Saint, and then say your name. Like, Saint Timothy. I'm called to holiness. And I have a huge heart for healing. And so, like, to heal the brokenhearted, like, that just speaks to me, like into my mission in my life. Like, I love that. So, how can we know God's love if we don't know, like, if we don't read it? Like, His love is all throughout this book. It's all connected. It's all interwoven. Yeah, I'll admit, like, I don't read it every day. I wish I do. I wish I read it every day. I just don't make it a high enough priority. You know, instead of me saying, like, I don't have enough time to do this, da 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 da. No, what it's saying is, like, I'm not making this a priority. No Bible, no breakfast, no bed, or no Bible, no bed. Father Larry Richards said that to me. He's like, you do not get to eat without feeding yourself first, most importantly, spiritually. Secondly, you do not get to rest until, like, you rest with the Lord in the Bible. It's an exciting thing. It may be boring at times, guys, but I promise you it's not. Like, start reading the Acts of the Apostles if you're looking for, like, adventure, because it's full of adventure. It's amazing to see what the apostles did. It was outstanding. Like, Jesus left and died, and they came back. Like, they went back out there. They faced persecution. Like, there's death, there's healing, there's joy, there's sorrow. It's all in there, man. It's, like, one of the most entertaining, I think, books in the Bible. So if you guys want something, like, exciting to read, like, read that. Ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. St. Jerome said that. Like, how can we know the Father's love if we do not, like, read it? So, I challenge you, my brothers and sisters. You guys are going to be getting your own Bibles, each one of you. And, like, backups are going to be handing them out to you. And I ask that you treat it with such special care. Because it is a love letter. Like, think of a love letter that you've received from your parents, or maybe a boyfriend, a girlfriend, or maybe of a friend. Like, you cherished it. You carried it. Like, I carry notes that, like, people have given to me. Like I stick them in there, and, like, if someone stamps, if it falls to the ground, I'm like, oh, no. Like, it's so precious to me. Because it means something to you. There's a message in there for you. And there's a message in here for you guys as well. So when you guys get your Bibles, please don't, like, disregard it. Think of it as another, like, you know, book in your shelf. But think of something that can help you, that can identify you and help you remember, like, God's love. Because I know hey guys, like, just keep focusing for a second. I know Bibles are being passed out, but I really hope you guys understand and know that His blood was for you. And He's calling you to join Him into this great mystery and this great love. Peace.